Get it poppin'. What's up, West Coast?
What's up, man? We right here with Mr. FAB, Mr. Fab. What's going on with you, man?
Man, just sitting up, man, getting ready to make the West Coast, you know, get our buzz back, man. We got a lot of troops on the front line right now, man. You know, from the Glass Malones to the J-Rocks to a lot of the new troops, man, that's ready to resurrect the coast, man. So I'm just ready to play my part, man. It's looking good for us though right now.
So what's that part that you want to play?
My main thing is just, you know, being a new face, a new people can identify with, a face, a personality, and make good music, man, to show people that it's not just about, you know, the stereotypes that the West Coast has been getting lately. You know, we're coming with a different genre of music, and everybody is putting together great music, and it's a beautiful thing to be a part of the West Coast. You know, it makes you feel good again to say, I'm from California, man, because you're looking up and down the coast, and you see different movements, and you see a lot of different artists with different sounds, man, and I'm just playing my part and bringing my sound, my genre, my personality, my character, and my representation of my area to the coast.
All right, and you know, how much would you say that the whole controversy, you know, over the Ghost Rider song helped you move forward with your career?
I mean, it's just, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff, man. I think I've been through more than your average artist, man, as far as obstacles and endeavors that may be stagnating to one's career. But I think in life we all go through things, and we just have to realize that, you know, certain things are put forth in front of us to constantly either work over and to get through, to see how hard and how serious it is for us. You know, some people would quit, and it's not meant for them to get there, man. I think anything worth having is worth going through something for. I've been through a lot of controversy from, you know, not getting played on my local radio station for over a year and a half, but still being one of the most relevant artists, to get my video banned, to get my song banned, to all type of stuff, man. I was just to label hold ups, you know, and being on a major label, having your album held up, and I just been going through a lot of stuff, man, but it only makes me stronger as an artist and as a person, because it shows me that, you know, there must be something meant for me to have. I'm going through all this, so I just got to keep working.
All right, and you're featured on Snoop's album on the song with Too Short, Life of the Party. Tell us about that song. How did that song get created?
That song was crazy, man. We was at the house with Short, man. You know, that's like my goddad, man. So we was down at the house and just chilling, lounging, and it was a knock on the door. We like, man, you know, who know we stay here? Like, who was that? And it was Snoop, crazy ass. He stayed upstairs, and he's like, nephew, man, what's up with y'all? What's up? He like, show, man, I need you to get on this album, man. You know, I'm ego tripping, man. I ain't putting nobody on the album. And we was like, Short was like, man, come upstairs, Fab, let's go. And we went upstairs, and we just was sitting up chilling, and I started freestyling, and Snoop was like, man, what's that? I was like, I don't know. He's like, man, that shit sound good. Don't lay that. I'm like, you know it. Just got on there, man. And like I say, man, Snoop is like a big brother to me, man. He like that big brother that's just like, you know, he get you, he show you a lot of love, man, get you game, man, and teach you a lot of lessons. Short is like a, you know, like a father figure, man, because he done been around so long. And it's just a wonderful thing, man, to be in the middle of them two dudes, like, you know, between the godfather and the dogfather. Like, I think a lot of artists go their whole career, man, and never get a chance to work with those guys. And between those two dudes, there's like, that's the most history, I think, in music. Like, that got to be like a trivia question. Like, who got the most time in the game? I don't think nobody got more time than Snoop Dogg and Short. Relevant time, you know, where they still relevant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, to see you right there with these two dudes on a song, and, you know, that's the song, you know, with the only features on the whole album.
Only features, man. That was crazy, bro. It's like the whole, it's like I'm still shocked that I'm on a song. Like, I seen a video and was just like, damn. Like, yeah. This is crazy. Like, look, I'm really between Snoop Dogg and Too Short. Like, you know, Snoop is like Elvis, man. Niggas don't realize how big Snoop is.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, y'all shot the video for it in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, we did it. It was big. We did it in the casino. One of the homeboys, man, that worked for, he works for the Maloose. His name is JJ, man. He could get you anything you need in Vegas, man. And he, no other casinos was going to give us the casino. JJ hooked it up, man. We got the casino in Vegas at the Palms. Man, the video's crazy. The video's bananas, man. It's bananas. Like, we don't take it to TRL like next week. doing a VH1. We're doing, you know, it's Snoop Dogg, so he's going to do it big.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a good look for the Bay, too.
It's not necessarily even the Bay, man. It's just California, like, you know. For so long, man, people been just, oh, I'm Bay, or I'm LA. And that's what the difference been, man. We've been losing like that because if you unite the soldiers and forces in California, man, you unstoppable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people be like, oh, yeah, I'm from the Bay. And I ain't gonna lie, I've been guilty of it myself because not realizing the power in numbers. But you know what I'm saying? As of lately, man, how I've been going down to L.A. and working with a lot of cats and just being in the streets out there, I realized the power in numbers, man. So we really just represent this California movement, man. It's called One West. And it's just One West, man. And a lot of the from the Bishop Lamonts to Damani's to J-Rocks to Rockets, the Glass Malone, a lot of the younger guys are being we just uniting and putting the One West together, and you know it's spearheaded by the Snoop Dogs, the Mac 10s, the Two Shorts, and the E40s. Like, we just getting a lot of love on the West Coast, man. So it's a beautiful thing for California.
Definitely, man. So what's next for you though, musically?
My main thing is just constantly still working. Like I say, man, I got an album with Glass Malone called The Sideshow. It's a crazy album me and that guy is doing.
Hold up, you got an album with Glasses Malone?
Yeah, me and Glasses Malone got an album together.
When did that happen?
We did it about 8 months ago. About seven, 8 months ago. I've been fucking with Glasses for a minute. Like, you know, that's my big bro. Like, if you look at any of the magazines that we, you know, over these past few years, we've always been one and two. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was in the XXL about to blow section or whatever, he would be like right there.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So we've always been right there next to each other, from the Source to XXL to a lot of different stuff, man. And realizing that, man, we just hooked up, man, on some real, you know, on some real dude shit. Like, man, dude, we need to come together and put it together.
So y'all got a whole album that's done?
Your whole album together, man. That shit's crazy. It's called The Sideshow. It's crazy. We got that. We've been there. We just waiting on our projects to, you know, to really bubble and get our buzz around us, and then just drop it. But in between time, individually, I've been working on my album, man. I got the single with Rick Ross and Glasses Malone. It's called Fat Boy.
When is that coming out?
I'm not sure though. I'm riding the wave right now, bro. I'm gonna ride this wave and see whatever this Snoop Dogg shit do for me. And you know, I'm happy to be a part of it, man. And Snoop said it himself, man. Even he gonna help me. We're putting together some, you know, some songs because it's a lot of attention on me right now. But you know, I got the single with Rick Ross and Glasses, and I'm doing like a Houston-based single with Bun B, Paul Wall, and Chamillionaire. That's already done. So I've just been working, man, networking, getting out, going out to different markets and areas, and working, and really just putting things together, man. My production team is phenomenal. I've been working. Been working with, you know, DJ Tool, man. He's, you know, a big brother in the corner, man. He said he got me. I was out in Atlanta with him last week, working with him. I'm putting some stuff together. My in-house production team, The Business, Dow Jones and Jay Hen. They got R. Kelly's new single. They just did R. Kelly's new single, so they got about four or five on my new album. So I'm just working, bro. You know, working and staying busy. I'm on tour right now with Zion I. We've been doing a little underground hip-hop tour, crazy little joint.
Yeah, y'all performing with Young Dre, right, in L.A.?
Yeah.
I just saw the flyer for that.
Got a show tonight in L.A., so I'm going to fly down there in a couple of hours. But it's been a beautiful thing because what I'm able to do is I'm able, you know, I got a lot of street ties, a lot of industry ties, but at the same time, still be able to fit the bill with a group like Zion I and the Grouch, which is preferably hip-hop underground music.
Yeah.
And I've been accepted in that circle, man, in that cypher, and it's a beautiful thing to get embraced from those guys because, you know, they sell a crazy amount of records and the rest, you know, mainstream doesn't even know who they are.
Right.
And they're very talented and they make great music, man, and they've allowed me to go on tour with them with this Fresh Coast tour, and every venue that we've had thus far has been sold out, and it's a great gathering of fans to be able to merge both genres, the hip-hop and, like, you know, the whatever, however, you know, they want
to. Whatever it is you do, huh?
Well, you know what? I don't even know a name for it. It's whatever it is, however they want to categorize me, because I feel like I could sit in and fit in with any group. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can be in there with Glasses and a lot of the gangsters and hang in and still hold my own by just being a real stand-up guy. Or I can get in the hip-hop area and still be able to do what I got to do, from the freestyling to, you know, conceptual things. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just working my way around the game, man, just trying to be in and be able to fit in wherever.
That sounds good, man. Sounds like you got a lot going on right now. Are you selling Atlantic Records?
Yes, I am. I'm actually still on Atlantic Records. Been having a lot of talks with a lot of other, you know, I really can't really put it out there like that, but I've been talking to some big shit, man. Hopefully, man, it goes through. The Atlantic situation, like I said, man, it's not that I'm unhappy with the Atlantic situation. It's just I'm unhappy with the state of how they work.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't, and another unfortunate situation is me not having the, when we get off the phone, I'll forward you something. The regional radio play. Like, I'm caught up in the, like, political scheme of things and regional radio, so I don't get play on radio up here.
Wow.
And it's a crazy little, how I'm caught, like, when you read it, you're going to be like, wow. Like, are they serious?
Okay.
So, the major label, like, they don't understand that. Like, when I first signed with Atlantic, I had 7 songs on the radio. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, to go from 7 songs to no songs, they're kind of like, yo, what happened? And so it's kind of hard for the major label to really get behind a record and push it, especially if you're not getting play in your background. In your
What's
background.
Going on, though? What's going on with that?
I'll forward you the jump-off thing, man, so you can read it yourself, because I don't want to be biased, you know?
Right.
But it was an article last week that was wrote up in the SF Weekly, which is like, you know, it's like the LA Times.
Yeah.
And what that does is it really elaborates on the situation, the friction between me and one of the program directors out here of radio, out here, you know. It all started from me having my own radio show on the opposite station, radio personality, man, and my main thing of doing that was just to help people out. But what it looked as if I was trying to be competition and infringe on someone else's time slot on the opposite station. A competitive urge took over, and you know, and it is what it is. I've been somewhat as the sacrificial lamb of this Bay Area music. So now, but I'm willing to take that loss if they play everybody else's music. You know, I'm like, hey, I'll, you know, it's whatever. It's just another one of those obstacles that, you know, we alluded to earlier.
I feel you.
I've been going through a lot, man, but I'm not really worried about it. Just continue to keep making buzz, man. So, but to reiterate on what we were talking about, the major labels don't understand that, and I can't go to them and be like, oh, man, it's just politics, because they don't understand that. They only understand numbers.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, it's been like a kind of hold up on my project, but it hasn't stopped me from going out and working and going out and gaining alliances and friendships everywhere else.
Cool.
Like I said, I've went out and I've put together thus far, not even finished with it, about 80% finished with this new album, but that 80% includes Rick Ross, like I said, Glass Malone, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, Bun B. Man, it, like I said, we're working with R. Kelly right now, and they just did R. Kelly's new single, so you never know if we could sneak up something on that. I don't know. That'll be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But I've been working with a lot of guys, man, a lot of cats in the industry right now, and it's a beautiful look for me, man, because to go from being just a local, you know, a local star or whatever, to gaining nationwide and worldwide exposure, hey, man, with no radio play, with no major song, that no, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Definitely.
Like Rick Ross told me some real shit. He's like, bro, I fuck with you, bro, but I don't even know one of your songs. But that's, if you look at it, that's big, because you got a lot of artists who got hot songs, but no one knows who they are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a motherfucker have the number one song in the country, and it'd be like, who is he, though? Oh, yeah, I know that song. You'd be like, I don't know him, though, so I'm glad that people know who I am, because therefore that'll make it easier for them to take it when I come with a song.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I feel you.
Just working.
Okay. You know, before we go, I got to get some words on that whole, you know, Royce the 5'9 situation, though. What's the deal there right now?
I mean, that's over with, man. Me and Royce have talked. We've definitely viewed it as it was great promotion for both of us. whatever it was, however it was, many people may have, before it went too far and got out of hand, you know, we talked. And like I said, man to man, we talked and we came to a common understanding. It was for the love of hip hop and, you know, nothing more. There's no personal friction between me and that guy. I don't know him personally.
Okay, so you're good.
Huh?
So everything's good.
Oh, yeah, everything's good with that, man. It was, you know, great promotion, good things, and excitement, finally.
All right, that's beautiful. All right, man, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
I'm not sure. Shit, that's cool. We just, you know, be on the lookout for the Life of the Party video. Go support Snoop Dogg's record, Glasses Malone's record, and embrace the West Coast, man. And we've been out putting good music together, and we just trying to make this new thing pop for us, man. And I also still got the album coming with Alchemist.
Hold on, what?
Oh, you never heard about that?
You got an album with Alchemist?
Yeah, we got the album coming. I'm just waiting on for him to finish P's album right now. You know, he's wrapping up P album. And Prodigy, for the fans that don't know. But yeah, me and Alchemist, that's the homeboy, man. Got about four or five songs with him done already. We'll be finishing the album, and once he's done with his stuff, he's still got fire commitments that he has to finish with that Koch album that he has to do. But you know, me and him talk. We talk on a regular basis. And we're definitely going to finish up that album, man. Just some eye-opener stuff, man. To really, like, I'm hitting them from all angles, man, to let people know. Like, I could do the hip-hop. I could do the mainstream commercial, the underground, the super underground. Then, you know, just a mix of all of it, man. So
that's great.
Because he's really been, like, a real big brother in my corner, man, with a lot of his verbal support and him just looking at my situation and understanding, man. I just be needing people to understand the situation.